An awesome choice, stranger.
Hi, and welcome to a special edition of our Wii Top 10 and our two Top 10 lists. And if you're keeping score at home, we are all done. So what are we doing? Well, you probably know because the article will have been posted and wherever you listen to this will likely tell you what this is. But we're here to talk about Resident Evil 4, specifically Resident Evil 4 Wii Edition. When we came into doing this list, what we found out is that everyone loves Resident Evil 4. However, we literally did a GameCube top 10 list last year that Resident Evil 4 placed on. And we felt it would be kind of ridiculous if Resident Evil 4 Wii Edition was our top third-party game, which it handily was. So technically, for everyone who's hating on us for Overkill being number one, technically Overkill would have been number two. But then in that sense, Monster Hunter Tri wouldn't have even made the list.
That's not a bad thing.
Boo!
Resident Evil 4 Wii Edition is getting a Lifetime Achievement Award for being a fantastic game on two systems. And I guess Twilight Princess would be the honorable mention for the Lifetime Achievement Award, because it was a pretty solid game on two systems. But let's talk about Resident Evil 4, and it feels especially poignant because Resident Evil 6 is a bag of shit, apparently.
Aw, come on.
I've heard differing things, really. I kind of want to buy it when it gets cheap. Also, you forgot to do this. Resident Evil 4.
Tyler, weren't you going to do that?
I was going to do Nintendo World Reforce. That was my intention. And I was going to say, hello, stranger.
Yes.
What are you buying? What are you selling?
High price.
I think that's what this will probably just turn into. It'll be all...
It'll be like the Overkill podcast, except for we won't edit in the lyrics. We'll just be repeating them.
Hey, Leon, when we get back to land, do you want to help me do some extra credit? No.
But just how fucking awesome is this game?
Dude, it's so good.
It's so good. All right, we're done. But, I mean, really, when this game came out, I didn't even really pay much attention to it. I never really liked the Resident Evil series. And then I played a demo of it at a store and thought it was incredible and borrowed a friend's copy of the GameCube version and played it very, very quickly. Got the Wii version the day it came out and loved the controls in the Wii version and also beat it. This is a fantastic game, and it's far and away so much better than any other Resident Evil game. It's absurd.
Prior or since.
Yeah.
I bought the GameCube one kind of on a lark, and I really liked it. I ended up playing the balls out of that game, and then I ignored the PS2 game, even though it had Ada's Missions, because it's on PS2, and I also have it on GameCube. But when it came out on Wii, it's basically the PS2 game with the GameCube graphics and Wii controls. So I was like, done. And it was only $30. And yeah. I played the balls out of it. And it came with a few specific weapons, like that frigging laser gun. Damn, I love this game.
No, it was a fantastic game. I couldn't wait for it. I remember, because, you know, you heard about it coming out in Japan first, and then they announced that it would be coming here as, like, a budget title. Like, I would have paid full price, like, no problem. And, like, really, like, the GameCube version didn't come out that long before. But for me, it's like, I hate scary games. Like, no matter how good I hear they are, like, I can't be bothered. And I never touched the Resident Evil series before Resident Evil 4. But just the acclaim, the acclaim for RE4, is like, I had to take the dive, and I did. And it was, like, it totally... was amazing. And the Wii port is just, it's like Zach said, it's like all the content from the PS2 version and but with like in the GameCube engine and it was just fantastic. Now I cheated and I downloaded a save to my SD card so I could just get to the Ada stuff right away. It wasn't that long ago that I beat RE4 and my gaming time is like not too crazy, so I wanted to get to that stuff right away. But still, just like, but of course, I played a lot. I played through the main game at some point, and it was great. Just the controls were great. But you know, like even if you didn't want to play with the Pro controls, like it showed classic controller, but you could also just plug in your GameCube controller, and then disconnected your Wii remote, and you could play with the GameCube controller.
Yeah. Oh, really? I didn't know that.
I'm glad they added that flexibility.
Yeah, it was weird, but it worked. It was good.
Like I found it really hard to go back to stick controls with Resident Evil 5. Really hard.
Same here.
But I managed. And I, you know, I didn't buy the gold edition because I don't give a shit about Move. But, you know, it's there.
Certainly. And I haven't even touched the HD ones, but RE4 HD, but I don't know. My heart lies with the Wii version. Like, just those controls were just that's what pushed it over the top for me. Like, it's just fantastic.
Yeah. Same here. I love the bosses in this game too. I mean, especially the first one where you're just fighting that sea monster.
Giant such a salamander.
Such a wonderful cinematic boss battle, and this game's just rife with them.
And the first time you fight El Gigante is intense.
Yeah, is that the chainsaw guy?
No, that's the or giant friggin' dude.
Oh, okay. Does the chainsaw guy have a name, or is he just chainsaw guy?
He actually does. It's Dr. Salazar.
Oh, okay.
I know that because I have the card game.
I knew that. The chainsaw guy is also awesome and wonderfully creepy. And, I mean, that's just, this game had such a raw intensity about it that never really let up. Like, everywhere you went, like, you could just be mobbed by Las Plaga or whatever?
The villagers.
Yeah, the villagers that are infected by whatever. You'd just be mauled by villagers, and it was just super, super intense. And, yeah, it sucked, you know, having to do escort missions with the president's daughter.
But she was smart. She went and hid in a trash can.
Yeah, I mean, good on her. But
she was equipped with ballistics.
Yeah, just in case you got in a pinch.
I think like that RE4 for me, it just exemplifies everything that I love of Japanese developed games. And like one thing in particular is just how thorough it is and detailed it is. And there's so much stuff you can miss. Like just the stuff that people miss is like, it amounts to things that you wouldn't even experience in another game. Like you could run, people would find out really late that you could run in the game. I remember like double tapping A to open doors, would like kick the door open.
Oh yeah.
A lot of people didn't know about that. And just even at the end, like with the regenerators that, you like with the infrared scope, like people, I can't believe people managed to get through the game without that infrared scope and just randomly shot the guys or ran by them. Like it's just such an open game, and it had so many options with all the weapons and stuff you had. So many ways to take care of everybody. It was great.
And upgrading the weapons actually made me want to play the game again. Like when I got to the end, I started new game plus right away, and especially when I got like the Chicago typewriter. Dude, you drop dudes in a second with that gun.
I love the Chicago typewriter.
And when you have the fully powered up, like, best rifle, you can kill anybody in the game with, like, one headshot.
I love, because that's a game, I mean, this is a game that does such a good job of that sense of power as you get near the end. It's something why I love Metroid games, for the most part, because
but the first
by the
time
end of the Metroid,
through, you are nervous as shit.
Yeah. But, I mean, and I love the fact that this game rewards you like that, where, you know, it is intense, it is tough for a big bulk of it, but if you want to replay it again, then you'll just be like a golden god through it. And there's something rewarding about that. I mean, some would say that, like, well, you already beat it, like, why would you want it to be easy? But it's nice to go back through something that gave you so much trouble and just blow the shit out of it.
Yeah, in style, too, like in those crazy, like, gangster clothes.
Yeah.
Yes. And Ashley's in a giant suit of armor.
Yeah.
What are your guys' favorite moment from the game? Mine's the Krauser fight. The music and the action in that fight is so amazing.
I think it's just because it was the demo, like, and I don't remember how I got the demo, but I played the demo somehow, and it was just that opening scene in the village, and you're like, this is what the game is going to throw at me. Like, I just started, and you're throwing an entire village at me. And I remember, like, from the demo to the retail, and even in the Wii version, I always have the same strategy. I just get on top of a house, put my back to a chimney, and just, like, take care of business, and just try to last as long as you can. Like, 'cause it's like, that's the whole thing. Like, you can push bookshelves and stuff, but it doesn't matter. You just got to get to that chimney. No one's coming up through the chimney to get you, so you're fine. You're fine from behind, and you just got to watch out in front. But that was my favorite moment. I think, too, was when really early on, there was a moment where I think you encounter, like, the village chief, and you're in a room, and you get kicked out. I think it's when he looks in your eyes, and he sees that you're infected, and then he lets you out of the room. But you can go back in, and not everyone knew that, but maybe now they do. But you can go back in, and then he, like, throws you around again, and then that's when you first see Ada, and she, like, comes to your rescue. It was awesome. It was so cool just to be like, I wonder if I can go back in there, and then you get your ass handed to you.
Oh, and his boss fight is intense, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember, I mean, I think, I forget the character's name, but you're you're holed up in a building with another guy just trying to basically hold down the fort.
Was it Luis?
Oh, yeah, Luis.
Yes, yes.
Johnny Depp.
Yeah, more or less. But I just love those moments where, like, you feel that you're completely screwed.
Yes.
And, I mean, of course, I know that, you know, one way or another, I'm going to get through this. It's a video game. They're not that hard, usually. But it's just one of those moments where, like, you think that you're completely screwed, and then someone will jump through the window, and then you'll freak out and kick them right down through it. And just the way this game kind of, you know, just got, like, you know, this kind of quick time events where you would,
yeah,
you know, stomp on people or kick them down or kick down a ladder, and integrated that with really good combat.
I actually think that
wonderful.
This game was one of the first to, correct me if I'm wrong, one of the first to have quick time events in cinematics.
I mean, not like forever, because Dragon's Lair.
Well, Dragon's Lair doesn't count. That whole game is a quick time event. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think Resident Evil 4 kind of brought it back.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
After Shenmue.
Yeah, at least on a grander scale, because it was such a major game.
And it definitely wasn't like the negative point it is now. If nothing else, people did not hate on it as much as an awful thing it is to do having a game now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what's interesting to me is that 4 really is it reinvented Resident Evil to a point where everyone loved it, and then, you know, the next Resident Evil was 5, and people kind of hate on that. And then 6, people are really hating on. So it's like they brought Resident Evil, you know, what's special about 4 is that they made the controls bearable, but then they kept all the horror elements and the intensity. But then with 5, you kind of make it an action movie. And with 6, you make it Gears of War.
In the transition from Code Veronica, Resident Evil 3 to Resident Evil 4, really it was just like a camera change. Like, they just brought the camera
That's
back.
That's true.
Because people talk about tank controls, but RE4 has tank controls.
It has
controls.
Them. The only difference
changed.
Really is that you can aim.
Yeah, exactly. So it was just it was the camera change and just Shinji Mikami taking the reins again and taking the franchise where he wanted it to go. And
Mikami for the win.
Yeah, that guy's insane. So if people want to play like the real success at RE4, and apologies because it's not on Nintendo console, but Shao's the Damned is fantastic. I love it.
I've always wanted to play that.
If someone wants to play the predecessor to RE4, go play Goof Troop on the Super Nintendo. It's one of Mikami's first games. That's awesome.
What was I going to say about Resident Evil 4?
Was it about all the crazy deaths there were? Like, all the
crazy deaths? There were a lot of deaths. I love
Man.
The Benny Hill video.
You are
YouTube.
Dead.
Have you guys all seen that?
No.
Yeah.
That's amazing. It's like really, I think it's
really
kind of
funny.
Weird to track that now, but they just show all the deaths with the Benny Hill music. And I think my favorite,
nice.
And I'm not like some psychopath, but I remember like one of the coolest ones was like those weird bugs that would throw
yeah.
up on you. And if your health was low enough that you would die, your skull would be revealed. Like everything would be
Oh, sweet.
Away. Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
There are some violent, violent things that happen in this game.
Nice. Oh, that's the thing I was going to say. The nice thing about Resident Evil 4 is it virtually ignores the series mythos because it brings in Las Plagas and it doesn't have anything to do with any of the viruses.
Yeah, I mean, Umbrella's barely mentioned in this game.
It's basically mentioned in the beginning and then in the narration by Leon, and then at the end, Ada goes flying off and is talking to Wesker. That's almost more for fans than anyone else.
I mean, it's a very very self-contained story.
Yeah.
Like, you gain stuff by, you know, being familiar with the characters and
sure.
the world and everything, but it's not necessary. And I think that for a lot of games, that's kind of the way to do it.
I agree.
I mean, I guess when you have your Halos where it goes 1, 2, 3 and it's, you know, a unified story, that's one thing. But for something
unified
like Resident Evil...
shitty story.
Yeah. With something like Resident Evil where you're playing a different character every game, more or less... Like, it's nice to kind of have more self-contained stories.
I agree.
It's a game. That
is
very good.
It's a game you should buy.
Yeah, if you've never played it before, Patrick Barnett, you should go and play it immediately.
Yeah, it's pretty scary.
If you can't find it on Wii, and maybe you can't, because I don't think it had a high production run, it is available on maybe PSN and XBLA as an HD version.
Indeed it is.
Okay, I was tempted by it, but the reason I didn't buy it is because...
I own the Wii version.
Exactly.
That's the best
one. And I need my pointer controls.
pointer controls are awesome.
Yeah, they really help. And I will say, too, that I don't go into it right away thinking, well, if it's pointer controls, then it's going to be simple. And I don't know if it's like some universal thing that people will 100% agree on, but I really do feel like when you play that game that you are attacked from the sides a lot more in the Wii version, just because of how quick you can, you know, move and aim, that I do feel that there was a change to like the AI where you're swarmed from like from your periphery a lot more than coming straight on. And I would believe it, because I think I remember stuff like the PS2 version had something like less health but more ammo than the GameCube version, and then the Wii version, I don't know, it's just weird stuff like that. But I feel like I remember a lot more people coming from the sides in the Wii version. So, but one thing I want to know from you guys is, first time playing the game, did you save the dog?
No.
Shit, yeah, I saved the dog.
I can't believe you. I was like, it's going to, everyone's going to say yes, so we won't get any exciting answer. But you did not say, you're like, no, this is, it's dog eat dog, and that bear trap ate you, so we're done.
Oh, wait, no, I did save the dog. It was the second, it was when I played it on Wii that I didn't, because I wanted to see what would happen.
Yeah, isn't it, you just, he does not come and save you, right? That's all? Or like,
yeah, that's
you.
All that happens.
Yeah.
It's just that boss fight is harder.
He's the final.
So the first time I played the game, I did save the dog. Just when I played it again on the Wii version, I was like, I've never seen what happens if I don't do this.
I wonder if it's possible to shoot the dog.
Might have to go back and play it again.
I'm going to have to play it again.
It is. Yeah, it's a fantastic game.
It is.
All right. That's Resident Evil 4. Hope you enjoyed.
Yeah.
Take care.
Are you okay, Leon?